Hello, everyone. This is the Laughing Buddha, and you are listening to the latest edition of the Scooter Diaries. Thank you for joining me, and welcome. Well, I just took some cheddar onion Irish soda bread out of the oven. It smells wonderful in here. Getting a little jump start on the upcoming holiday culinary preparations. We've got quite a bit to talk about today, so let's get to it, shall we? I wanted to talk a little bit about the election that just passed, just going to touch on it briefly. Let's just say, yay! I think this is the first time in my memory that I can say that everything that I voted for turned out in my favor. So, as you know, Minnesota had an amendment, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to define marriage as between one man and one woman. And the good people of Minnesota deadly said, no, we do not want to alter our state's constitution. We do not want to use the constitution to limit the rights of our citizens. So we're going to go. And we also had a voter ID amendment on our ballot as well. I'm also very happy to report that that was defeated as well. This election was really hard for me. As you know, I attended quite a few fundraisers for the vote no on the marriage amendment. I had friends who were working very hard, knocking on doors and making phone calls and basically sharing our stories of how hurtful a constitutional amendment for marriage would be to us. And I have to say, I'm very, very proud of the people of Minnesota when they basically said no. And I'm also really glad about the voter ID amendment. I think in the last 4 to 6 years, we've seen a lot of push by the GOP to limit the, basically it's voter suppression. They're trying to make it very difficult for people who are brown, people who are women, military personnel, elderly people, people who move, making it very difficult for them to vote and to register to vote, especially when it comes to the day of the election. So I'm very happy that those were defeated. I couldn't watch the early returns. I just couldn't do it. I went to the polling place earlier that morning. First thing when the polls opened at 7 a.m., I was there by 7:15. And I actually had to wait in line for another 20 minutes or so. There was a strong turnout in the state of Minnesota. It was about a little bit higher than, I think, 66%. But, you know, I still am flabbergasted that the people of the United States don't turn out in higher numbers. You know, it was only like 65% this past election. And I just think that's wrong, but that's my opinion. So I couldn't watch the early returns. I turned everything off. I didn't want to subject myself to that much anxiety because I honestly didn't know which way it was going to go. I was perfectly prepared to wake up in a Romney America, which I think would be devastating. So I turned everything off. I couldn't watch anything, but early the following morning, I think I woke up at about 5:30 and checked the headlines on the Minnesota Public Radio website, and there were three things that I read. Obama reelected, marriage amendment defeated, voter ID amendment defeated, and I had such a sense of relief. And it was really an emotional day for many of us. And I have to say, I came across something a little later in the day. and I'm not a very gracious winner. I have to admit, there are some parts of my character that perhaps aren't as stellar as I'd like them to be. And that's about Schadenfreude. And that's my people's word. The Germans came up with Schadenfreude, which the definition is taking delight in the pain of others. And I came across a Tumblr site that basically said, and it's titled White People Mourning Romney. And I have to say, I got such a kick out of that. And I posted it on my Google Plus page, and then I also sent an email out to several of my friends to take a look at it. And it's still out there. As a matter of fact, you would think that a website like that would have a very short shelf life, but apparently it's still going. So if you want, just go do a Google search for Tumblr, White People Mourning Romney, and let me know what you think. I got a little bit too much joy out of that. Oh well. Let's see what else is going on around here. Yesterday, I am still preparing feverishly for winter. It will come eventually, even though today you couldn't really tell. It's going to be 57 degrees. It's been unseasonably warm here. So I took advantage of that yesterday to climb up on the ladder and had to muck out my gutters. I have to admit, we have this thing in America about the American dream, and one of those things is owning your own home. But I think if I knew then what I know now, I think I might have bought a condo because having all of this upkeep and maintenance is very important to, of course, take care of the place where you live, but also to make sure that your asset retains some of its value, although you wouldn't know that by this market, that's for sure. So I mucked out the gutters yesterday and did a few things around the yard to get that all taken care of. I have two red maple trees that drop a lot of leaves, and if I were to take care of that myself, it takes me about a day and a half of constant work in order for me to rake and bag my leaves. And I have to say, I live on a city lot. It's not that big, but it is on the corner. And I usually have between, oh, I would say 33 and 42 bags of leaves if I were to do it myself. So I found a lawn maintenance guy that is really great. His name is James. I call him James the Lawn Guy because all I need to do is I call him. I've never met him. I call him on his cell phone. I let him know when to come over. He texts me when he's here, and then he invoices me and he does a great job. So I always keep him in my back pocket so I don't have to take care of that really annoying task in my book. I also have a remodel update for you. I have been in contact with some of my friends who have volunteered to help me install the drywall up in the attic, and we finally have a date that works for everyone. It is set for December 8th. So in the meantime, I spoke with John, my contractor, who is coming over this coming work week to do a few things up in the attic before we install the wallboard. And that actually entails some structural things. We have to raise the lintel on a doorway so we can get full sheets of 4x8 sheetrock up the stairs and into the attic. And so we're going to remove the door at the end of the project, because basically I'm just going to use the entrance into the attic as a throughway rather than an actual doorway that comes in through the second bedroom. So I'm really getting excited for that. I, you know, this has been a very long, arduous process, and it's going to be nice to have it done. So keep your fingers crossed that everything goes well, and we can wrap up this project. Some of the other things that are happening, I have some news in the Tai Chi world. I'm not sure if anyone is familiar, but my particular school of Tai Chi, which is Chinatown Tai Chi here in Minneapolis, is part of the Plum Blossom International Federation. So if you go and do a search for that, Plum Blossom International Federation, you'll find my grandmaster, who is Doc Fai Wong. He has an entire set of schools that are around the country and around the world, as a matter of fact. And he has developed a ranking system where a student can progress up the ranks, and he uses a colored fringe on the sash that we use as part of our uniform. And I'm proud to say that I passed my next test, and I now have an orange fringe. Yay! So that was actually unexpected. I had signed up for a private lesson with my Sifu, Sifu meaning teacher, and we were working on what I wanted to work on, and then after our lesson, she called me up in front of the class before we started the next class, and awarded me with my orange fringe. So that's good news, and I'm on my way to the next fringe. I'm hoping that'll happen probably early in 2013. So if you want to check out that website, you can see the sash rankings and look for it under Tai Chi, because he also does Choi Li Foot Kung Fu. You can find out that it's a real interesting website, and some of the things that I've been working on, you can check it out. So, let me see. I am doing a lot of Netflix streaming. Yes, I know. I'm not the only one who has Netflix streaming. And actually, one of the recommendations that Auntie Vera Charles had recommended is the documentary on Woody Allen, and I just finished the first episode of that, and I have to admit, it is really a good documentary. If you're not familiar with Woody Allen, it's worth your time, and even if you are familiar with Woody Allen, this kind of puts the man in a different light, and I'm really happy that I'm watching that. Another podcast that I've run across is called the Gay Confidence Coach podcast. It's done by Paul Bailey in London, England, and he's just recorded. It's a newer podcast. There are 11 episodes. He does one per week, and I'm finding it really of value. Paul Bailey is a personal life coach. And he has a very positive gay-oriented podcast that I'm finding some value in, so you can give that a listen as well. It's worth your time. Well, we have the Thanksgiving holiday that's coming up next week, and I will be traveling next weekend, so I'm not exactly sure when my next podcast will be. So I wanted to make sure that I got this out before then, just to kind of give you a little heads up of what's been going on. I have to admit, work has been quite the challenge lately, and it's not making me happy. There's been some staffing changes in my team, and a open position that we thought was going to be filled isn't going to be filled, and that means more work for the rest of us, which I can't say that I'm too happy about, but I'm trying to keep an open mind and perhaps it will work out better, but I'm not going to have a lot of time for other things. And when I'm at work, it's basically going to be focused totally on work, which is a real drag, by the way. Anyway, so that's what's been happening with me. Now that I've finished some of my chores around the house, I'm going to take off for the rest of the afternoon, get in a little walk, and hopefully try and find some Christmas cards to send out to my friends and family. If you'd like to receive one, you can get in touch with me. Just send me your name and address. I'd be happy to pop one in the mail. It's the Scooter Diaries, 612-567-2668. So that's about it. I recorded a Pink Wheelnuts Garage with the Faye Driver, RT Cruiser, and Eric Boo. And that'll be coming out on Faye's feed, hopefully, if he's managed to fix it. He's been having some trouble with that, so you might want to go directly to his website to get a hold of that. I've subscribed to his RSS feed, so the RSS feed seems to be working, but his iTunes subscription is busted, so seek him out. And anyway, so I want to thank you for listening, and until next time, do take care.